Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. It is my pleasure to be bringing you a preview of the greatest NFL team of all. Just joking. They're definitely going to be amazing, though, like, and working on their season, the Houston Texans. And with that Houston Texans preview, we would love to have on our stage our man of the hour, the man who explains it all, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on? Talking about the Texans today, a team who has went through quite a lot in recent seasons, hoping to get things going, to get things back on track. I'll talk about their team, their schedule, who they got drafted, their free agents. It's going to be a fun time. I can't wait to get into it in just a sec.
Absolutely. And for all our Houston Texans fans out there, please let us know in the comments, what do you think will happen this season? And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again for listening. And thank you for sharing our podcast via word of mouth with your friends and colleagues. It really helps us out and really helps all of the growth we've seen in the last few years. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, we know the Houston Texans have had some ups and downs in the last few years, but we would love to see where they're going now. What kind of, you know, extra oomph they might have from the coaching side to new players coming through and where we think they may shake up. So tell us, what do we have to look forward to out of this season?
Well, we've got a lot to look forward to. Last year, we know, obviously, was not a good year. They finished 4-13. You don't want to talk about that season much anymore, so we're not going to. On to 2022, on to the draft, on to who they got in free agency. And this is a team who lost a lot in their free agency. Of course, the big one, you traded Deshaun Watson. He went to the Cleveland Browns. He's gone. You've also lost Lonnie Johnson Jr., Justin Reed, Garon Christian, Jimmy Moreland, Vincent Taylor, Tyrod Taylor, Jordan Atkins, Jacob Martin, Terrence Mitchell, Eric Wilson, Jaleel Johnson, and as well as A.J. Moore and DeMarcus Walker. So you've lost a good bit of guys, but you've also gained some as well in the likes of A.J. Cann, Steven Nelson, Jalen Reeves-Maybin, Marlon Mack, Andy Janovich, MJ Stewart, Fabian Moreau, Isaac Yiadom, Chad Beebe, Rasheem Green, Kyle Allen, Dare Ogwembe. You've also got Blake Cashman, Scott Quisenberry. You got Jimmy Morrissey, AJ, and a few other guys as well, like Jimmy Morrissey, Mason Schreck. So you've lost some guys. You've lost, obviously, your big-name quarterback for the longest time. And so now you're in that season where you had Davis Mills last year. He's all right, but he's got to take a big step this year, I think, if this team wants any success. He's got to do a little bit better, knowing that this team is fully his now. Because, I mean, the quarterback room, you've got Kyle Allen behind him and Jeff Driscoll. A bunch of vets, right? It's a bunch of veterans. So I think the coach and everyone knows, offensive coordinator, the fans, if Davis Mills ain't looking too good, they're not going to be afraid to pull him. Of course, new head coach Lovie Smith, will see how he can do. We all know he's very defensive-minded, and that was very heavy in the draft. Looking at this team, looking at their depth chart, who all they drafted, we'll start on defense first, switch things up here. You got Tavier Thomas, their new draftees. You've got Jalen Petrie at the safety position. And quarterback position, you've got Derek Stingley Jr. We'll see how those two gentlemen can do. I'm excited to see how they can be. Also, a new addition on by way of the draft, you've got Christian Harris, the linebacker. And also filling in some of the spots, you've got Eric Murray, Steven Nelson, Garrett Wallow, Christian Kirksey, Jonathan Greenard, Malik Collins, Roy Lopez as well. And also looking at some other guys, you've got Thomas Booker, Damian Daniels, Jacoby Francis, Ross Blacklock. So it's an improving defense. I think the rookies are going to look really good. I think that they got to have big seasons. But like I said, these are the building blocks for the Texans to get back in contention to making a name for themselves in the AFC South. So I think, like I said, I like the draftees so far, but that's how they did in college. We'll see how they can translate into the NFL, because we know it is a vastly different game, a lot faster, a lot stronger. So we'll see how they can adjust. And switching over to the offense, like I mentioned, you got Davis Mills at QB. Your running back core, you've got Rex Burkhead, Marlon Mack. You drafted Damian Pierce from Florida. I like that pick there. And then look at the receivers. You got Nico Collins, Chris Conley, Philip Dorsett, Brandon Cooks, Chris Moore, and your brand new draftee from the University of Alabama, John Michie III. So I think that that was a big steal there. They needed a really good, talented wide receiver. They've been looking for that true kind of number one since they got rid of DeAndre Hopkins. And if Michie is everything he lived to in college, man, I think he could be that number one position at the wide receiver for the Texans. But like I said, we'll see what he can do. I expect big things from him, though, and he will definitely be that main target. Look at the offensive line. You got Laremy Tunsil, brand-new draftee Kenyon Green, Justin Britt, A.J. Cann, who I mentioned, and then Titus Howard to boot, along with the tight ends of Brevin Jordan and Farrell Brown. So I think this is an improving team all in all. I think that this isn't going to be a team who's going to go out there and get you 10-plus wins and whatnot, but I think that they can definitely improve on their position from last year, their record from last year. And let's take a look at their schedule, see who they're facing before I give my final thoughts on this team. Week one, you've got the Colts. That's going to be a tough one. Week two, the Broncos. Week number three, the Bears. Week four, the Chargers. Week five, the Jaguars. Week six, enjoy yourself. You are off. Come back week seven against the Raiders. Week eight, you have the Tennessee Titans. Week number nine, the Philadelphia Eagles. Week 10, the New York Giants. Week 11, the Commanders. 12, you have the Dolphins. 13, the Cleveland Browns. 14, the Dallas Cowboys. 15, the Kansas City Chiefs. 16, the Titans once more time. 17, the Jaguars. And then week 18, once again, the Colts. That's a tough schedule for a team who is looking to rebuild, get things rolling. And I think that when you look at the AFC South, I think that, you know, obviously the Colts are looking really good. The Titans are probably going to be the top team. Both those two teams are going to be battling out for one and two. The Jaguars have made a ton of acquisitions and free agents this year. I think they could take another leap. And unfortunately, I think this means for the Texans, they're going to be battling out for that third, fourth spot with the Jaguars in the AFC South. I think it's going to be another losing season, unfortunate. But look out for the rookies. See how Davis Mills can continue to progress. And look at the positive side of things. Well, we all look at the negative stuff. Let's look at some positives. The brand new rookies, the new head coach. And I think they're going to bring a new aspect, a new toughness to this team potentially. And like I said, I don't expect the Texans to win a ton of games, but I do expect them to show some improvement, especially on defense. And we'll see how they can do in 2022. If they can get some surprise victories and how their draft stock will be this upcoming, you know, going into 2023. But ending 2022, I think Texans, like I said, battling for the third or fourth spot in the AFC South, probably a top 10 draft pick all in all. But, hey, I would not be surprised if they move up a little bit more, and I would welcome it wholeheartedly this upcoming season. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, same here. First off, we love some football in Texas. That is a given. Houston is an amazing place to be playing. There, you know, when you think about the Friday Night Lights sort of system that's going on in Texas, there are a lot of players coming out of middle school, into high school, into college that are on their way towards the NFL and would love to play in Texas and stay in their home state. So we know that there's a pipeline of amazing young men coming up through these systems that eventually, you know, we're going to continue to build up. I see some huge things for the Houston Texans over the next few years. And again, while we say this all the time, you don't really get a rebuilding year in the NFL. You got to keep it moving. So we would love to see them make some changes, make some shakeups, and maybe in the next few years, they will have some significant shakeups that might really affect the way that they play on the field, because the coaching staffs can change, you know, the coaching systems can change quite a bit in a very rapid succession in the NFL, as we know. So if for anybody watching, we would love to hear from you. What do you think? Tell us in the comments what you think about the Houston Oilers. That's a little throwback. What you think about the Houston Texans. And then also, if you're listening to our podcast, first off, thank you. And if you're not listening to our podcast, please come and join us. We would love to have you anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including on Apple, on Spotify, on your Amazon devices, Google devices, your home devices, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, or you just love to listen to any sort of voice activated systems. We are most likely there waiting for you. 100 yards of football. Either ask your home device or go onto your favorite podcast app and just look up 100 yards of football. You'll see our football on the 50-yard line there, right there, sponsored by the Believe Podcast Network. And we would love to hear more from you. So thank you so much to our podcast listeners. And thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible preview of the Houston Texans in this NFL season. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.